This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You need surgery.
Bisexuality.
Bisexual.
I'm bisexual.
Bisexual.
Triple bypass.
Bisexual.
Bisexual.
Bisexuality.
Bisexuality.
The best of both worlds.
Triple bypass.
Triple bypass.
Triple bypass. On Joy 94.9.
You're on Joy 94.9. This is Triple Bypass. Back for another week. I'm Christina.
I'm Ruby.
And we have a special guest here whose name is...
That's you.
Ah, hi. I'm Jacob Thomas. I love rehearsing. It's my favourite.
Jacob is one of two Australians to receive the Queen's Young Leaders Award for their work in suicide prevention and creating accessible pathways for queer people. I suppose we probably should give a bit of a disclaimer. We will be talking about mental health during the show. Mm-hmm. So take care of yourselves. Listen to what you can. Now, Jacob has worked for and volunteered for a lot of fields covering this issue.
Yes.
jump in.
Okay. Very good. So, worked for a number of organisations in Australia. Used to work with the It Gets Better Project. Was chief operations officer there before it all kind of stopped.
Yeah.
Right. Let's not talk about that tonight. And then I'm currently working in the international human rights space with the Commonwealth Youth Gender and Equality Network. I'm now the executive member for what we call SOGGESC rights. So sexual orientation, gender identity, gender expression and sex characteristics.
I might need to get you to repeat that a few more times throughout the show. I'll try though. But also, and you've also been publishing something that's being released next year. I was talking about you with this before, and it's not out yet, so I can't get a copy, but it was a chapter on LGB.
Yeah, that's correct. So have had the delightful opportunity to be the author of the youth chapter in a new anthology, which is called Perspectives in Lesbian, Gay and Bisexual Human Rights, which is starting to really focus on a global perspective in taking into account, you know, what's going on beyond issues of marriage equality, what's going on when we need to talk about some very serious, ugly, rather unfortunately depressing issues such as, you know, suicide rates, homelessness, abuse, those sorts
addiction.
Of addiction, absolutely. So those really, really uncomfortable points. So I've had the delightful opportunity of scouring through the world's work and trying to find what's actually going on with lesbian, gay and bisexual identifying young people.
And so that's available next year?
Yes, we are hoping to have that published by next year, yes.
That's very exciting.
Yes.
And what is going on with gay, lesbian and bisexual young people?
Well, what is going on? We should also, our listeners are welcome to let us know as well. They can message in on 0427-JOY-949, email us at onair@joy.org.au and also send us a message with the Joy app, which is available on iTunes. iStore. The store where you buy things for the apples? Sorry.
I love fruit. It is delicious. Sign me up to a green smoothie and a spiced pumpkin latte. large.
Those have come to Melbourne. I think people are going to be surprised to hear there's no pumpkin involved.
Yeah, I just had one.
They're American. It's all what nutmeg and
it's a pumpkin pie.
Are they nice?
Are they, yeah, was it good?
They exist.
Is it an acquired taste?
They're a valid beverage, Christina. There we go. They're entirely valid in their own beautiful, personal way.
It is supposed to be an autumn drink. I am just going to say that because pumpkins are in season in autumn.
Yeah.
It is not autumn in Australia, but that doesn't seem to want to stop Starbucks.
Of course
more
not, because Starbucks is an American company. And we all have to follow the Yanks.
Well, I know. Because the idea of it, I think, is that it flavours like pumpkin pie, but we can talk about pie later.
There is always time to talk about pie, but you're right. Let's talk about the LGB pie, which is delicious and tasty.
Mm.
But like, we've discussed this a couple of times on the show that we talked about that bisexual people in general, and I don't have the statistics in front of me, unfortunately, but they have a higher risk of depression, suicide and all that kind of stuff. Why is that, do you think, from your perspective in where you're working?
Sure. With a lot of the work that I've been doing and, you know, starting to really back this up with a lot more research, having that opportunity, because there's a lot of research out there. But I think what we find ourselves doing as a very broad queer community, not just in Australia, but across the world, is that we still view bisexuality or any non I'm trying to remember the exact phrasing for this
monosexual?
One. Monosexual? Thank you. Monosexual identities is that, you know, there's still phases. You know, we don't validate people who are in non-monosexual relationships or have those identities or have those desires to pursue as well. Oftentimes, you know, we throw the B in, like, you know, I'm genderqueer, so I sort of come under a T, I come under a Q, I come under a plus, it just depends. But, you know, we'll throw some letters in, but we don't necessarily understand what's going on behind those letters. Mm. We just sort of throw it in. It's just like, great, we're so inclusive, this is marvelous. And this is, you know, more of an internal microaggression that's going on here, an aggression nonetheless. But, you know, there's a lot of very interesting pieces that are in some very intense queer radical literature, which do talk about just that complete invalidation across the board that, you know, for, you know, because a lot of this data has been done in a very binary format as well, where sex and gender keep getting mixed up. So there's a lot of flaws there. However, looking at this, there are some very severe issues when it comes to how we see men when men are bisexual. Is it's just like you're hiding, you know, you are gay,
well,
but you're still
12%
pretending.
12% of bisexual men actually ever come out to their friends and family.
Absolutely, absolutely so. And then if it's women, we hypersexualise, we fetishise. It's just like, ooh, that'd be so hot. Yes, you know, it's great that you experiment, but, you know, you're really still keen on the pain, you know? It's just, we're still invalidating that. And when it comes to young people, there's actually not a lot of data around the world for young people who identify as non-monosexual. And that's a really big problem. That came across all of the data that I had to look at, is that most of the data that's being collected is either in Australia, a bit in New Zealand, mostly the States, a bit in Canada and a bit in the United Kingdom. Otherwise, not much else anywhere. There are pieces of research that have been completed and are being completed, but they look at adults. They don't look at young people. So we need to really take that intersection into account of youth and bisexuality as well.
We are going to go to some messages from our sponsors right now, but we will be back because this is fascinating and I want to hear more. You're on Joy.
This is Triple Bypass. I'm Ruby.
I'm Christina.
And we are joined by
Jacob Thomas. Hello.
Hi.
That one rehearsal did make a big difference.
You're
now, that
welcome.
Was that was Jacob's song. So tell us, when did you start loving the Spice Girls?
I do believe I was 9 years old, growing up in Shepparton, Country Victoria. Shepresent. You're welcome.
Shepresent.
Shepresent.
Well, I've had the
Grab some beers with the boys.
Apparently, Shepparton's actually become a bit of a queer rural mecca.
Yeah,
Has
loving it.
Really?
Yeah. GV Pride rocking it out.
Woot, woot.
Lush stuff.
Well, tonight on Triple Bypass, we are talking about mental health, something that Jacob is very familiar with and has done a lot of work in. If you have anything you want us to have a chat about, you can message us at 0427JOY949, email us at onair@joy.org.au or message us with the app Joy 94.9 available at the iStore. Got it that time.
iStore.
I didn't actually check, so I'm just hoping that's what it is.
Look, if you've got a brain, you'll find it, all right?
Now, we've been talking before about the fact that out of the L, G, and B spectrum, bisexuals do seem to have very quite high levels of mental health, even like worse so than gay and heterosexual people. In fact, there's also statistics showing that we were also talking about over-sexualization, bisexual women, also, you know, how bisexual men are coded as gay, all the great stuff that we touch on most nights, which is always, you know, always good to get a refresher. But yeah, so we were talking about the act in microaggressions within the community and that kind of blockade that kind of creates. Would that be a good way of putting it?
Yeah, I think that's a interesting way to put it. I think, like, well, you know, when we talk about microaggressions, yes, we have blockades where we dismiss people and prevent them from participating. But I think then also we do create a means of rather violent, aggressive means of full dejection, you know, preventing people from even being able to come into the community as well in a lot of ways. That might be anything from, you know, overt visibility, again, validating identities. It could be, what I'd sort of say is that sometimes we are, like, you know, I don't identify as bi, I identify as queer. But I'd say even in that, like, I'm attracted to people with that. But, you know, from a personal point, I get told that, you know, well, you don't look trans enough. so therefore you're not trans. But then also it's just sort of like, but like, you know, like you act pretty gay. So like, and you like the D. So like gay, yeah? Yeah? And like, there's nothing wrong with being gay. Like, let's be real. What radio station are we on? But it is, oh, what a twist. But it's this point of, you know, we checklist, we restrict, we don't celebrate individuals with any of this. And, you know, if we're going to get to a point of being fully inclusive and embracing and celebrating, we can't do that if we're constantly invalidating everyone else. We just can't do that. You know, if we want to move into a world where we're able to actually ascend as a human race, there's a lot of stuff that we need to work at. There are immense inequalities that are going on, and it's incredibly frustrating because, you know, we want to talk about these things of, you know, oh, we're invalidated outside, and, you know, it's the straight hits who are just against us, and, you know, cis people don't get us. And I completely agree with that. Absolutely. But if we're not going to support each other within, then really what example are we actually putting out there? And, you know, it's not to appease them. It's not to, I don't want to go along the us and them sort of approach. But, you know, I do think that we need to be embracing. We absolutely need to be much more embracing than we are at the moment.
We don't really have a, well, from my brief research into queer history, we really, like, we haven't really ever been a united front except for...
No, of course not.
Except for the, you know, except for the more of the fringes, the bisexuals, the trans people of colour, who actually ended up unifying mostly due to a lack of other people to go to.
Absolutely. So, absolutely. And, yeah, and that's constantly repeating. That's happening at the moment.
We've actually got a message in from Mel from Mooney Ponds who says, I'm interested to hear that bi people come out less than gay people do. What can gay people do to help change that? Well, from my experience, just be a little bit more accepting, I think.
I suppose it's worth considering, like, have you said something about bisexual people? Have you made comments that might make a bisexual friend feel uncomfortable about coming out or feel like you'll be dismissive? Even thinking about how you would react to a friend coming out as bisexual, would you dismiss it? It's like, these are things that are worth considering. You know, our first response is generally what we've been taught or what society has cultured in us. It's how we actually deal with that first thought and our second process that defines who we are. So if you do think with bisexuality as, is that really real? Doesn't matter. Accept them, and maybe more people will be able to be willing to come out. At the moment, I think 30%. About around 30% of bisexual people ever come out to their friends and family, which is interesting given they estimate with new data that we make up almost half of the LGBT spectrum, if not more. So just think of how much more people there would be at the rallies, guys.
And that, I think that's the thing to consider as well from a gay and lesbian perspective, is that bisexual people, all the bisexual people that I know and associate with, fight hardcore for our queer community. We're up there at the rallies. We're up there at the speeches. We're the ones also fighting and voting and sharing on social media. So we are actually on your side. Consider that. If someone says to you, I'm bisexual, you're like, cool, another one who's on our side. Rather than going, yeah, but you like the D and the V. What's going on? That's irrelevant, honestly, because queer is as queer does, whatever. But, you know, we fight for you. We fight for ourselves. We fight for our community, because I personally think that we need to be a little bit more cohesive in our community, because there are kids dying, and it's not just because our straight parents are throwing them out. It's because they're kids and they're dying and no one's accepting them.
Speaking of that, though, if any of the stuff we're talking about tonight does upset you, we do, of course, recommend you to check out Lifeline. And I've got, sorry, I haven't got the number
13,
for that
11,
right now.
14.
13, 11, 14. Thank you so much. Of course, there's also Headspace, which is 1800-650-8890. And if you are listening to this and you're a younger person and you're staying up way too late for a younger person, there's 1800-55-1800. There are a lot of places you can check out. So please, if anything has upset you, call someone.
And look, if you do know someone who is struggling, who is not listening to this program, this podcast will be up on our page within the next week, and all the numbers will be there and on our actual page. So please, if you find that you have a friend who is struggling, please help them.
Can I just quickly, I know we've got to go to a break, because Mel from Mooney Ponds, thank you for seeing this message through. And I really want to actually, from a lot of the research that we found, be able to sort of provide you with some more practical tips after the break, if we
could. Yes, most definitely.
That'd be lush.
Thank you. And welcome back to Triple Bypass. You're on Joy 94.9. I'm Christina.
I'm Ruby.
And our special guest tonight is...
Jacob.
Hooray!
That was Sears Alive. And good timing for that song. That was just what I needed to hear, really.
Yeah.
We were talking at the break before we went away about some helplines, and I didn't mention QLife, which is a LGBTIQ specific helpline. That's available between there's an online service available between 3 and late, I think, and they've got a phone service from 5:30 till 10:30. So check that out too. Though it'd be nice if we had more funding so we could get one that's 24 hours.
24 hours. That would be nice.
So Daniel Andrews has promised $500,000 if that's a plebiscite because he understands we'd need it then. I think we should need to kind of find a way to be like, actually, we kind of need it now, like just always,
now
constantly.
Yeah.
It's like it's happening now and it happens every day. So give us the money.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. Jacob, do you talk to Daniel Andrews? Is that someone you can...
Oh, he retweets some of my stuff every now and again.
Oh, really?
Well, there you go.
As does Catherine.
You're practically besties.
Yeah.
So get on that.
Oh, mate, got this. It's absolutely... Yeah, I'll just send a tweet now. Just like, oh, hey, boo. Quick cue. Hopes you got some A's. Can you please? Yeah, absolutely all over that.
Now, you mentioned before the break that you wanted to give some practical advice to the last message, given that Ruby and I were just like, be accepting.
Correct.
Bastards.
Just be nicer.
Just be nicer to us. So what would be those practical tips for gay people to be more accepting of bisexuals?
Totally. I think this goes for everyone, though. It's, you know, Mel from Mooney Ponds. Preesh, hope you're still listening in. When we dismiss or when we are overt in our biphobia or our invalidating of bi people, what's really important for us to take into account, you know, it sort of goes back to what Ruby, you said earlier of, you know, have you done something? Have you said something? Mm. When we talk about hatred, when we talk about that discriminatory behavior, it doesn't have to always be overt in your face.
Exactly.
It comes back to this bystander point of when do we intervene? Mm. And we only intervene when it's big. And it's in our face and it's inescapable. Mm. And even then, sometimes we're still not going to intervene. It's really important for us to ensure that, you know, whatever we're posting on social media, the types of, you know, quote unquote jokes that we're, you know, telling to people, it's only a joke if everyone laughs, and also only punch up, never punch down.
Right.
Right. And, you know, it's really important to make sure that we're just, I don't want people to feel as though that it's a constant need to second guess yourself. But if we're going to respect each other, if we're going to take the time to ensure that what we say is okay and that people around us are fine with that, we need to check. And if you're second guessing about saying something, if you hesitate, chances are it's not a good thing.
Mm. Yeah.
So think about it. It's like, I don't want to try and draw an immediate parallel with this, but from a personal point, is when people, you know, get my pronouns wrong.
Like I did earlier.
Like you did earlier, absolutely. And it's just, you know, we've been, you know, I don't want to dismiss autonomy out of this because, you know, it's a very easy way to just sort of go, oh, it's the system, it's social, it's how we're, you know, educated and so forth. And, you know, yes, absolutely it is. There's a very large part of that, but also you get to control to appoint the systems that you are in.
Mm-hmm.
So you also need to take some responsibility for those things. And you do need to be better. You know, there are so many organizations, there are so many incredible websites that are out there that you can read this information on, or you can find it, you can have someone read it to you, you can access it in one way or another. So we need to make sure that we take responsibility for ourselves to be better.
And I think as well, we should take responsibility for being open and actually seeking out, you know, why might a bisexual person be afraid of coming out? Because that information is, again, it's out there. If you Google, you know, what's up with bi people, there are a lot of articles like up Bi Visibility Week, the Huffington Post putting a lot up, you know, like, you know, 10 things not to say to your bi friend, and, you know, 20 things bisexual people want you to know and stuff like that. You know, the information is definitely out there. So it's always, give it a Google. Just give it a good Google.
Can I just add on to that as well? Is that because I used to say that to people all the time. It's just like, just Google it, you know, just go and ask Jeeves if you really need to. Just bring up your Netscape and just go for it. But I think there's a very big hesitation with that, is that, you know, a lot of my time has been spent in research and academia as well. And if we're going to talk research skills on this one, it's very easy to find bad information because there's also a lot of that
definitely.
As well. So I do think that, you know, it's important to ask kindly. Very, very kindly, and recognize that no one has to teach you what they're about.
Mm.
If they feel comfortable, you know, for anyone out there who gets, you know, thrown that thing of just like, well, I just don't get it. Can't you just say it to me? And for me, I get to be a bit of a wanker about it and just be like, I've done a TEDx talk. So if you just Google Jacob Thomas TEDx, it'll come up on the YouTubes. You're welcome. Don't read the comments because they're transphobic and awful.
But never read the comments.
Never read the comments. And I had to, but there we go. Anyway, but you know, it's also, you know, in addition to learning to ask kindly, learn to say sorry. Mm. Learn to admit that you stuffed up because that's being compassionate.
And you know what? It's not hard.
No.
Honestly, I mean, yeah, your ego might take a little bit. I've known Jacob for a very long time now and I screwed up tonight by saying he instead of they. And it's not hard to go, shit, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Because I know better. And I screwed up a little bit.
Yeah. I think the way I like to put it is if you accidentally stand on someone's foot, you don't try to act like there's no way it could hurt them because you didn't mean to do it. You say you're sorry. Like, it's just basically is, I think it's like that, you know, you may not have meant to cause harm, but the harm has been caused. Take ownership of that and apologise. Don't try and argue about whether or not that person has a right to feel upset.
Well, it's another analogy. You drop a plate. The plate is broken. Mm. You say sorry to the plate. Is it not broken anymore? No, it's still broken. So, you know, it's
but we're not that fragile, luckily.
We're not. But it's, it's, you know, and actually, this reminds me of a meme that I've seen a couple of times where people are like saying, oh, this takes political correctness too far. It's like, okay, why don't you replace the term political correctness with
not being a dick?
No, it's being kind, isn't
it? Yeah, yeah. Respect for other people.
Yeah, that's the one, yeah.
This is taking respect for other people way too far.
Yeah.
So but that's what it comes down to. It's like, this is not political correctness. If someone says to you, this is how I identify, don't argue the point with them. Be respectful. You may not understand it. That's okay. Look, half the time I don't understand it because I was born in the 70s.
I think that's actually a big point. I think it's actually really hard for some people to accept things that they do not understand and to accept that they don't have to understand it for it to be a valid thing. I do believe that, like, especially, like, that's something I see with a lot of parents, including my parents sometimes, you know, who are very progressive people. They still, it's like, you know, mum with they and them, I don't get it's not grammatically correct, which of course is a load of crap, but you know, she's like, I just don't get it. It's like, you don't need to. It doesn't actually matter if you get it or not. Just, you care about, I've got a non-binary friend, Lee. You care about Lee as a person. You know, Lee is asking us to do this. It's respectful. That's all you need to think about. And like, it'll get easier in time and you'll stop even having to think about it.
You just got to practice. It's all it is.
We all know how to say they and them as a personal pronoun anyway.
Anyway, exactly. We've got another message through from I don't know who, but they said, I like to take a positive spin on negative comments from others. This week I heard Sally Goldner say, sit on the fence because the view is great.
You can see a lot from up here. I'll say that. You do have a slightly... Are you saying we're elevated? Because I would agree with that.
Oh, look, I feel morally superior to most people I meet, but, you know.
I was talking about tall.
You're not tall, though, Ruby.
Look, depends on which country I'm in.
Look, I actually, we were talking about this in the break about sitting on the fence, and I said, well, you know, if it's a wooden fence, sometimes it can get splinters, so you don't want to sit in there for too long.
What do you think about that expression, Jacob?
I completely agree with anonymous messenger. this sort of goes back to a previous point of sort of like, you know, autonomy is like, you know, of course, you know, we can get hurt by a lot of things. It's very easy to be discounted. It's very easy to be incredibly upset and in pain when people invalidate us. But if taking a positive spin on some pretty awful stuff that's being said about you helps you get through and to feel a little bit stronger, help you navigate, then that's marvelous. That's absolutely cool. And, you know, that's not going to work for everyone. But for some people, it's absolutely going to. So I would say roll with it. I think, you know, if you can take a positive in a world of negativity, then marvelous. Please do.
Yeah, absolutely. You gotta laugh sometimes. If you can laugh and not cry, or if you can laugh and cry, that's good.
Feel your emotions. Let them out.
I laugh at really inappropriate stuff sometimes.
I cry at really inappropriate things. Like just advertisements with family sometimes. Oh, or like, you know, a puppy that's really cute, or like a puppy with another animal. And it's like, I think the term's called, I identify it as like hypersensitive, where just like, you know, because like you just get these, you cry at any kind of emotional response just triggers tears. So it's just like, I'm crying, but I'm actually really, really angry.
My wife showed me a video of a dog that was lying on the grave of its master and it was...
Oh, the grandma, yeah.
Oh my God, I just went... And I was sobbing for an hour.
It's good to do that sometimes. So you can listen. If you're feeling sad, something like watching a sad video makes you cry, and sometimes that can be feel good. I think we're going to go to some now more announcements from our sponsors and then another song. But stay tuned. You're on Joy. This is Triple Bypass. You're back to Triple Bypass on Joy 94.9. I'm Ruby.
I'm Christina.
And we are joined by the amazing...
Chicken.
Yay. That was Andrea George, I Mean What I Mean, a song, quite a sexy song about consent.
Consent.
Awesome.
That's right. I love it. Carolina.
Now, of course, we have been talking about some pretty serious stuff tonight. Of course, if any of this stuff is bothering you, Jacob knows Lifeline off by heart.
Which is 13, 11, 14.
So check them out if any of this is distressing you, if you know someone who might need to check it out. And you can also message us at 0427 joy949 or on air, email us at onair@joy.org.au or message us with the app, which is available at the iStore. We are going to be having a conversation about suicide, which is unfortunately, it happens a lot in this community. It is and it happens a lot to this community right across in every spectrum. I think it's definitely touched my life before I came near Joy, and it continues to. Is that I don't think I'm alone in that experience.
No.
And it's a difficult thing. I think maybe one of the reasons it isn't talked about much is because everyone gets that kind of instant feeling of that person they knew or that person they know, or that night there's a very personal response, I feel, which can make it difficult to talk about in a broader sense when everyone's view of it is so. But it is. I think it is very important to talk about. I think it's something that, you know, we really, you know, the AIDS epidemic is over. Let's look at what else is killing us, you know.
Well, this is an epidemic to a large degree. I mean, there are too many young people. There are too many people my age. There are too many people who are older than everyone in this room who are taking their own lives because of all sorts of reasons. But the ones... I have a long, long and sordid history of mental illness, and this is a subject very, very close to my heart. You know, I've a friend that Jacob and I shared took his own life many years ago now, but still has an impact. I was actually, to be quite honest, telling the guys that this weekend I've not been particularly fantastic, and quite suicidal, and coming in here and talking about this stuff can be really, really confronting. At the same time, it's also really good to know that we can talk about this. And I can say to these guys, yes, this is what I'm experiencing right now. And I know I'm not the only one. I know there are a lot of you out there that are feeling this way.
And that actually is a good... we got just a text from Gemma from Parkville. What are the signs that someone you know is at risk of suicide? Jacob, you want to take this one?
Sure. Firstly, Christina, thank you for sharing that, because that's a very hard, volatile position that you're putting yourself in. So thank you for openly talking about that. Gemma, thank you for your question as well. I'm not as much of an expert on this anymore because I have moved out of this space, but I will tell you what I do know. There's a lot of super, super helpful hints and tips and practical advice on websites like Lifeline, on QLife, Beyond Blue, Headspace, and all the good ones. If you know someone quite close to you, so you interact with them quite often, look out for any odd behavior. So it might be incremental, it might be drastic. If that person starts, you know, isolating themselves off, they might be a lot more assertive, or they might be, you know, just unlike themselves normally. Check in. Always just check in. I mean, you know, we should be checking in every single day with our mates in a very non-condescending, non-patronizing way, as opposed to just like, are you okay?
We literally had a day about it, you know.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, we should, we all need to be creating, you know, and Gemma, I'm going to absolutely try and answer your question as much as I can, but quickly to the side on this one is, you know, we all have a responsibility as humans, you know. I'm just going to say it like that, like a, you know, straight white man, but, you know, just confidence. But, you know, it's
the confidence of a straight white man.
Exactly.
The confidence of a mediocre straight white man.
Correct. There we go. Hashtag
God
not all.
To me.
But, you know, it's, you know, we all have an absolute responsibility to create safe, welcoming, celebrating environments for every damn person that we come into contact with. That is our absolute responsibility. We have to be doing that. So, you know, you need to take time to actually get to know someone. You have to. You have to do that. You know, we are in a position at the moment where we're getting very selfish and very, you know, we'll call it individualized, But, you know, I would say that that is leading to a point of us saying, no one else matters. I'm just going to do me. Don't worry about it. Whatever. Yes, you need to do you. Absolutely, you need to look after yourself because you're no good to anyone else if you're not good to yourself. Mm. However, you know, we need to be ensuring that we're embracing, that we're cool, that we're nice, and that we're kind and compassionate with each other so that you actually get to know someone because, you know, it's a hard thing. You know, you might not necessarily recognize someone's personal signs of suicidality, of poor mental health. It just depends. So, you know, try and get to know people. Start having very open and honest conversations. And if you're not ready for that, if you can't handle that, you don't have to. That's absolutely fine. But if you want to be able to, go and get some training. Go out there. Go and do, you know, mental health first aid. Go and find an organization who are well equipped to be able to equip you with the skills that you need so that you can, you know, be the person or be a person that someone can go to. But also be really kind with yourself on that one too. I mean, it's not your responsibility to take everyone's. Absolutely. Yeah. Like, I've done that and I have fallen and I've hurt myself very, very hard in doing that.
And it's okay if you find this stuff really confronting too. Because I know, you know, people that have never experienced mental health may find it, you know, they've got friends who are exhibiting these signs and they're like, I can't deal with this. Mm. That's okay. Mm-hmm. It's okay that you can't deal with it. Doesn't mean that you're an asshole. It's just be kind.
Yeah. I think, and some of the more practical signs, I remember reading these in like Chloe magazines. Things like, is a friend of yours, are they stopping, do they no longer make plans? You know, are they no longer thinking, project, like, you know, making plans for the future or saying, oh, when I'm older, I'll do these things?
Have they stopped enjoying the things that they used to normally enjoy?
Have they started to give away things that are unusual for them to give away is another one. Like, are they starting to, you know, pass things out? Yeah, and these are some other things, again, like, it will depend entirely on the person. And also, of course, at a certain point, you do not have a control over someone else's mental health and their actions are not your actions and are not your responsibility. And that's an important thing, I think, because it can be easy to take on a lot of blame when someone does take that kind of action as well.
But I think it's also, you know, making sure that we hit a balance on that one in, you know, not turning them away and saying just like, not my problem, mate. Thanks, Illy. Yeah. Oh. You know, try and equip yourself with resources and, you know, those numbers that we read out, those websites, know them off by heart.
Check them in. Lifeline again.
13, 11, 14. But chuck those in your phone. Chuck those in your notes section, whatever it is that you need to do so that they're on hand at all times.
You're on Joy.
Welcome back to Triple Bypass. I am your special guest, Jacob, and I'm here with
Christina
and
Ruby.
Excellent.
And we're on Joy 94.9.
Lush.
Before we finish off the show, we just got a message from Jade. I'm just going to read it out and let it ring in your ears. Jade says, Dear Triple Bypass, physical and mental health are issues for a considerable portion of the queer community, and it is reported that bisexuals have a particularly high levels of concern when compared to gays and lesbians. If nothing else, it would be nice if the queer community recognised who are in their community, celebrate the diversity and recognise the pain. These things are shared. Just little understanding will go a long way. As for the separatists who reject queer, they can keep their private party. Love the show. Cheers, Jade. Jade, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jade. Now, I know Jade because she likes things on our Facebook, which you can find if you Google, well, not Google, no, if you put in Facebook, search engine, Triple Bypass, Joy 94.9, we're there. We post great stuff.
We do, including a video that we did a couple of weeks ago for Bi Visibility Day.
Now, before we head off, though, Jacob has some pretty exciting news heading up to Brisbane soon.
Yes, I have been very, very lucky to have won the Australian Institute of Management's Community Leader of the Year Award for Victoria, and I will be heading up very shortly on the 19th to Brisbane for the Australian Finals.
The crowd goes wild.
Now, when they mentioned this, Andy, our producer, who is sitting here and panelling as he does every week, mentioned that this is you're a pretty unusual choice. Apparently, they're a bit of a stiff bunch of suits. Well, this is not Andy's words. They're my words, just to make it clear.
We're not going to throw Andy under the desk. There we go. I think, like, you know, I'm pretty pro-AIM because, you know, I won an award. So I'm not going to, you know, be crap about it. But, you know, I think it's, I was the only non-binary person to win an award, which is not unusual. I'm the only queer person who won an award here in Victoria. It's not unusual for us to not feel as though that we're going to be seen in those kind of corporate environments because, you know, we know that there's a lot of us who are still hiding our identities, that we're very concerned and scared. You know, you can have as many prevention laws as much as you want, any discrimination laws, which are incredibly helpful. Let's not dismiss those. But it doesn't mean that you feel safe and that you feel comfortable. So it's really, really nice to be honoured and awarded for being your genuine, authentic self.
What are you going to wear?
I've got absolutely no clue, but I did just get some crap off ASOS today. So just throw on like a dirty $20 shirt and just be like, I brought this myself from home. It's pretty.
Jacob's actually rocking the monochrome black and white ensemble.
Thank you. I'm going for weight of realness tonight. Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.